Welcome. The words of the day, shelter at home. The governor of California mandated last night that all 40 million Californians stay in their homes. So it's just kind of eerie for my family, all of whom lives in Los Angeles. My mom sent me a picture this morning. She was driving on Ventura Boulevard, which is one of the most trafficy streets in LA. And it was totally barren. On a Friday morning, it's like apocalyptic. In Phoenix, we don't have a shelter at home order yet. But I do think it's coming to every city across the United States, if not the world. And I keep saying this to you, meditators are more prepared because you really need a good inner life to manage during this strange time. It's not just about a slower pace. It's that we all have a lot more bandwidth. Everyone always says, I don't have bandwidth. I have so much work, no time for anyone. Unless you work in the emergency room or you're a Peloton instructor blowing up right now because all the gyms are closed, you probably have a lot more bandwidth. No excuses to not get closer to yourself, to your kids, to nature. My rabbi recently said, a lot of people are going around saying, what will be, instead of, what are we going to do? He said, it's our choice. We can join the sad choir of the world's prophets of doom and keep asking what will be, or we can choose to march to the empowering and cheerful tune of what are we going to do? And I think there's a lot of people all around us right now who are prophets of doom. Some people I've talked to, they've wondered if this is the end of the world. I've heard that several times. So I want to speak on that for a second. Because when you talk to these people, it's depressing. It becomes a burden on your own heart, especially if it's coming from someone you're close to. Legendary psychiatrist Stanislav Grof talks of suicide. And when people commit suicide, he said, yes, something needs to die. But it wasn't their body that needed to die. It was something else, some part of them which was not working, which was dead weight. But they kill the wrong thing. When you hear the end of the world, it's not that everyone's going to get coronavirus and die. It's that some part of the world needs to die. In your opinion, what were you fed up with? What do you want to see change? It's a question for the world, for our country, for your community, but it's also a question for you, the individual. It is the end of the world for the part of your life that needs to conclude. And yet, some people will drag the same riffraff into the post-coronavirus environment. And those people are going to struggle. Nobody will have patience anymore for people who are distracted, greedy, overwhelmed. Those who survive the end of the world are going to want to start fresh. Now is the best time to clear the dead skin, the heavy burdens, the old stories. Stop asking the question, what will be? Start asking the question, what am I going to do? Today, let someone know it is the end of the world for those parts of yourself you'd like to say goodbye to. Have that conversation. Earlier in this program, I spoke about temporal boundaries, those times in our year where something ends and something begins. It's always typically New Year's Day. But other than that, do you have another clear point in your year where there's an ending and a beginning? Right now is one hell of a temporal boundary, once in a lifetime temporal boundary. It's a story to tell for all time that in the year 2020, life came to a standstill. The traffic stopped. The people stayed home. The darkness was bleak. It was the end of the world as we know it, and a part of you died which needed to die. But then the wildlife returned, the pollution cleared, life slowly came back. It was a brand new chapter. So for most of my career, 25 years since I graduated college, I've really struggled with a clear sense of purpose. While so many people I know can tell you straight up what they do, lawyer, CPA, chef, human resources executive. It takes me 4 sentences to explain what I do. But in these last few weeks, where there is so much uncertainty, I have never been more engaged and have never felt more purposeful being able to share ways for people to think peacefully and positively. That purposeless part of me that I've dragged along since college for 25 years, I was never totally sure of my place in the world. And that part of me is dying right now, a beautiful death, a liberating one. Again, not what will be, but what are you going to do? Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Clear the fear, clear the panic. If you can, close your eyes. And today we're just going to focus on the exhale. Just the exhale. The letting go, the release, the ending. Just the exhale. Just the exhale. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to come to the end of the world with grace and courage. Just the exhale. coming back to the moment? To the prophets of doom, maybe you or someone you know well, maybe me sometimes. Yes, it is the end of the world. A most clear and profound temporal boundary for all time. But what needs to die is the part of yourself you've been dragging along forever. Be conscious and clear that this is such an incredible moment to release that part of yourself. Now more than ever, you have the bandwidth, the time, the freedom to let go. See you tomorrow. Peace.